Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We'll do a quick little recap here because our very own Psycho Shannon, emphasis on the psycho, wrote a letter of recommendation for her friend Sally Smith, quote-unquote.
Not her real name.
Not her real name.
We're protecting her just in case she does land his job.
It's quite flattering that Sally Smith would ask Psycho Shannon to write a letter of recommendation.
Flattering, misguided, I mean,
whatever.
Matter of opinion.
So Shannon went online. Is that what you did, Shannon? You went online and you looked up how to write a letter of recommendation?
Yes.
And it told you to write five paragraphs?
Yes, it did.
And boy, did you. It was a very long letter.
It was very specific on what I was supposed to say in each paragraph, and I followed it as well as I could.
And so this letter was for to get a job, correct?
Yeah.
A bartending job.
Okay. Yes.
Usually you don't require one of those letters to get one of those jobs right out.
In the service industry.
Yeah, I've never, I don't think I've ever received one, actually.
Well, sometimes you got to go above and beyond, and that's what Sally Smith decided to do with Shannon, who happens to be a regional radio star.
Sure.
Duh.
So, did you get any reply from the letter that you wrote to the person to whom it may concern?
From the person that I sent the letter to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, Sally does not have a job still?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
But she did hear that we were talking about her on the radio, and she did give me permission to follow up and see if said person received my letter.
Letters.
Because you sent it three times, right? You emailed it three times?
I think so.
Within what period of time did you resend and resend again?
I don't have a lot of patience.
Oh,
so it was pretty quickly.
Shannon.
I don't really want to give a time because I might be lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours. You sent it three times in less than 24 hours?
Oh, if you don't reply to one of Shannon's emails, she will write you again 22 minutes later.
Persistence
to make sure that you
pays
got it.
Off, yeah. Al. Persistence.
Until you finally reply to Shannon.
Well, that's the whole beauty of an email or a text message. You get back with them when you can. I mean, it's not like, you know, having a conversation.
Right. Normal people, when you don't hear back after that amount of effort, you might just let it breathe for a little bit.
But we
hear you decided to call directly.
Standing back, waiting around for somebody to come to you. That doesn't work.
No way.
You go to them.
That's how you got this job, Shannon, at 17 years old.
Yes.
I called, persistent, and
I begged.
Okay.
And when I say begged, I begged.
So you called this bartending boss yesterday.
I called him.
Owner.
And when he didn't answer, for whatever reason, he was probably busy reading my email, I assume. I don't know what he was doing. He just didn't answer for whatever reason. I just left him a voicemail.
Okay.
Or voicemail.
Lucky for us, Shannon called from the studio because she likes to save her minutes. And we recorded all the glory of the voicemail.
All right.
Let's listen to Shannon's plea to get her friend Sally Smith the bartending job after writing that very long letter. Here we go. Ready for awkwardness?
Mm-hmm. Hey there. It's Shannon Murphy, and I was calling just to make sure that you got my email about... sometimes I write emails and I forget to hit send, so I just want to make sure that's not the case with the letter of recommendation that I wrote regarding. So if you would, please just give me a call back or shoot me a text or reply to my email. Thanks so much for your time, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Have a great day.
Perfect.
Bye. Hi there, it's Shannon.
Shannon!
Okay, first of all...
Did he ever call you back?
No.
And you called him again?
Maybe I accidentally didn't do something right. You know how sometimes the lady comes on and she says, press one to do this and press two. Maybe I missed that on accident.
Most useless feature ever.
And so I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss something at the end.
It's just borderline harassment at this point, Shannon.
No,
I mean,
sending
the letter of recommendation, that should be able to just sit on its own. A follow-up call.
That's okay. One letter, one follow-up phone call, and then be done.
Okay. Nobody's going to acknowledge the fact that they received a letter of recommendation.
Yeah, they can.
They can, but they're. It's very unlikely.
I wonder if Sally Smith is face-palming right now.
Oh.
All right, let's continue. Right.
Murphy again. I'm thinking maybe there's a phone and an email issue going on between us. So I was just checking back in with you. I want you to know that I worked really hard on the letter of recommendation that I wrote.
Too much.
I Googled the proper MLA format for a letter of recommendation, and I followed it to the T.
Too much.
I even used a thesaurus, and I just want to make sure that... Hey, it's Shannon Murphy again. Your voicemail cut me off. Modern technology is so crazy, isn't it? We can send a cow to Mars, but I can't leave a voicemail.
No, it's okay.
Like I was saying, I just want to make sure we haven't missed each other like a couple of ships in the night. It could be pretty sucky if I worked really, really hard building my ship and all I wanted was to know that you saw my ship that I worked really, really hard building, but you didn't see it because we were two ships sailing in the night and it was dark and you didn't
ships
see my ship
sail.
That I worked really, really hard to build. So just wanted to make sure you got my email. So if you would please just give me a call. My number is...
Oh, God.
Hey, it's Shannon Murphy again. Crazy thing. I thought for a minute you blocked me because I've been trying to call back and finish my last voicemail that I got cut off on. And I kept getting call failed. I thought maybe for a minute you might have blocked me, but then I kept trying over and over and over, and finally I got through. So I guess you didn't block me, which is really good because I need to finish my voicemail because you didn't get my phone number. And the last voicemail I left because it cut
off.
I wouldn't hire this girl.
I really, really hard, so would please just let me know that you got the letter. I would be really, really appreciative. So... Anyway, Shannon,
worth it. Shannon. That is it, Al, yeah. Shannon,
Shannon, first of all, semantics.
Okay, he's not semantics hiring
problem.
Me.
Semantics problem. Ships
not hiring her
ships
either.
Ships don't sail. Ships,
oh,
there's
that's
not
the
a
least,
sail ship.
That's the least of the worries there.
Yeah.
I know.
Ships do sail, don't they?
Ships,
no. Sailboats sail.
Boats sail. That's what they call them sailboats. Okay, that's a small problem. Three calls.
Isn't there a saying of ships sailing in the night?
Passing
in the night.
We're like two ships passing in the night.
Okay, well, I messed up on accident. Oops,
you should call
her
back.
So what did Columbus's ships do, Al?
So what did we learn from this?
That ships don't sail.
I thought they sailed the ocean blue.
Okay, whatever. That was way back then in 1492, okay?
So, Al, can she please have a job at your bar? I'll write her. Can she have a job at your bar?
I'll
write her a nice letter of recommendation. She's really good with a side smile that welcomes you into
the
bar.
Oh, we heard the letter yesterday.
I hire on gut, and I haven't seen her to see why my gut feels.
Al, you don't hire a gut.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Shannon, is she hot?
Yes.
I just need to, you know, talk to her, see her, touch her.
Yeah, Al needs that gut reaction.
I can arrange that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
oh boy.
Clearly.
Then if I fire her for doing something stupid, it's going to be all weird between me and you. That's the only bad part about hiring a friend of a friend.
Al, you used to bring friends in here all the time, and they got fired, and it never got weird.
You know how awkward that got.
Yeah.
It did get awkward.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
my bad.
So are we going to see if we can try and do this for someone?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yesterday you guys posted on Facebook that you wanted to help a listener with getting a job or getting a position.
I wouldn't mind doing that because I've never actually written a bona fide letter of recommendation.
We went to Facebook and a lot of people actually responded. We narrowed it down to a couple. Want you guys to choose who you want to write your letter of recommendation for. The first one was from Juliana.
Juliana.
She's a bilingual teacher getting her master's degree and applying to new schools to teach.
Nice.
This is the cool part. She learned,
you missed me.
She learned English from listening to this show.
Awesome.
Then there's also Jason. He's applying to be a deputy county clerk. He says, quote, I have the skills, I have the bills, and I need a killer letter of recommendation to land the job.
Okay.
Chelsea Rota said she's a history buff. She's applying for a new position at the State Archives Building. Robert is applying for a security position at a GM factory.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you've done security.
I've done security.
You know about that stuff.
Yeah, and I've driven GM cars before, too.
Good.
And Elena is applying to get her master's degree in global security and intelligence. So choose one of those.
Wait, do we have to choose all smart people?
Yeah, Elena, I'd like to recommend her, but she's way smarter than at least me.
Juliana has a master's.
She's smarter than
I already forgot the job she's applying for. Global security.
Yeah, if something happened to the world, to the globe.
Yeah, I feel too responsible for that.
Does that mean she can get us that like pass through security at the airport?
Oh, global entry.
I already got that.
Global entry.
Yeah. I always get that X.
Okay, so.
No, she's trying to get her master's. You got Juliana, the bilingual teacher who learned English from listening to the show.
That's very good.
That's for JC.
Jason, who wants to be a deputy county clerk.
Oh, that's cool.
Chelsea's a history buff applying for a position at State Archives. Mm. Robert, looking for a job at the GM factory. And Elena is applying to get her master's degree.
Are we just choosing one? Or are we each choosing one? I'm confused.
I think we're choosing
one.
And we're all writing a paragraph.
Yeah.
And we got to get to know her a little bit so you can actually say you got to know her.
Yeah.
So you can
or
write
him.
A letter of recognition.
Or him.
The girl learned English listening to us, which is sort of sad, actually. So we might want to.
You want to go with Juliana?
Can you imagine her vocabulary after listening to this show?
Well, we have them all on the phone. You want to?
Oh, we have them all.
Juliana? Yeah, we have them. I vote Juliana.
Juliana,
that's a good story.
All right, that's.
I mean, we do. I mean,
Robert's kind of close to my heart. She, the security thing. But
I get it, but she went for the heartstring where she actually says how we influenced her.
Yeah,
right?
We are her teacher.
She's smarter than I.
That's okay. The correct English.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see? Look at that.
See.
Okay, let's go with Juliana then, I guess.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Juliana.
We have Juliana on the phone right now.
Hola. ¿Qué tal?
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Need
Muy
to practice
bien.
Your English.
Did you really learn English from listening to our show?
Yes. I've been here 12 years, and I came here. I'm from Colombia.
I was
15, and I didn't speak English. I only knew how to say the numbers and the colors. Mm-hmm. And every day going to school, I would just listen to you guys, and I would think, you know, why do I speak so fast? Mm. And it just
Who on the show influenced you the most with proper English?
Well, Kid Craddock.
Yes.
Well, since he can't write your letter,
he'd
be able to write a great one.
He spoke quite elegantly, actually.
He was a wordologist.
Elegantly, eloquently, whatever.
Eloquently.
I always thought of Kid as an elegant linguist.
Kelly still says things that I'm like, why does that mean? I don't understand.
Yeah, you just keep listening to me and Al, actually.
I love doing crossword puzzles, and that I'm going to give you a little tip. That helps with your vocabulary.
It does, yeah.
A great deal. I did it when I was in high school, and it really made a difference. Mm-hmm.
So you
tell us a little bit about you, aside from your job and stuff, like married, single?
I'm married. I have two stepkids, two cats. Two dogs, and of course, only one husband.
Yeah,
and and yes, I've been a bilingual teacher for the past 4 years, and I'm getting my master's in speech pathology because I want to work with students that have speech problems, but it's in their primary language, in Spanish.
Awesome. Well, that's a wonderful goal.
And you're putting in job applications right now as we speak, so you're trying to get a job.
Yes, I want to close. I mean, I want to work close to my home, so I'm applying to all the neighborhood districts.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So you have not been applying yet, so it's not like you've been rejected. You're starting green. We haven't even started yet. Okay.
And you think a letter from us would influence your interviewer to hire you?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
As long as they're fans of our show, competition.
It could help or hurt.
It is a risky proposition.
Well, Juliana, we're going to do it for you. We're going to write your letter of recommendation.
Juliana.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to get you that job, girl.
Okay, we're going to do this collectively.
And if not, you can always tend bar at the McKinney Avenue.
You have that job.
It's always a backup.
Always available.
There you go.
Juliana, we'll write your letter tonight. We'll each write a paragraph, and then we'll have it ready for you tomorrow, okay?
Yay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Welcome. You're on your way.
Yay.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Juliana.
Okay.
I wonder if she knows we want like 5% of her salary.
Oh, no way.
We're like agents, Jenna, aren't we?
The proper term is pimp.
What? JC, did you read a little bit she wrote about herself? The last sentence of the first paragraph? I'm confused.
I would love a letter of recommendation from Jenna.
Well, then there you go. All on Jenna.
Oh, you can write it.
No, but damn. I'm saying, how did she learn from me? I would assume she'd absolutely go with JC, that he would have helped her more than I did.
Well, she probably JC still has issues.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me, I speak so gooder than you.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry. How does it feel to have one of the most popular segments on the show?
It feels pretty good, JC.
I was just sitting here in the break, and I've always, even before I would join the show, I love this segment of the show.
I'm so glad.
We do it every Wednesday.
We learn.
Kelly gives her unfiltered love advice to all of your quandaries.
She's a helper.
I live to help.
Kelly, it makes you look like a really good person.
It does.
Really does. Yeah. So just
or
go with
a raging lunatic.
Either.
Let's go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, this is one of the better ones I've read.
Good.
I just scanned over it. It's going to incite some fire in you right now. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm so livid at my girlfriend's best friend, I don't even know what to do.
Uh-oh.
I decided that I was ready to propose, and I wanted everything to be perfect. So I made the mistake of enlisting the help of my girl's best friend and asked her to go ring shopping with me. It's a good idea sometimes. Mm. I mean, I like that idea. But then she went out that night and drunk texted my girlfriend all about it. She spoiled the surprise. My girlfriend broke down in tears of joy and out of betrayal because the girl she's trusted since they were kids ruined one of the biggest moments of her life. I calmed her down and told her I would find a way to make it special for her, but I don't know if I can outdo my original plan. And what do we do about the friend? Do I encourage my girlfriend to accept her apology, or is that something that's unforgivable? Ty. Kelly.
That's tough.
I mean, I've...
People
Why would she do that?
People get so excited, they just cannot hold surprises. But that's wrong.
It is wrong. I have a friend who believes, for some odd reason, that I don't like surprises. So anytime someone tries to plan me a surprise party, she tells me about it for my own good.
Mm-mm.
And it makes me so angry.
Because you would like to get surprised.
I wouldn't mind being. The thing is a true surprise is I like being surprised if I don't know. There's a surprise coming, right?
Well, that's the definition of
a surprise. That's the definition of a surprise.
Yeah.
If I know somebody's planning something, then I want, it's like a complete out of the blue.
You like that.
You know how many surprise parties have been canceled for me because of this friend who has my best interest at heart?
Weren't you trying to plan one a few years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. This person decided that's
I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
But it's
Here's
forgivable
the thing.
With the friend.
It's
I mean,
rude.
You forgive your
it's
friend.
It's horrible. It's an envious friend who ruined a moment for you. Mm-hmm. That is so bad. Hopefully their friendship, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't make her ditch her friend. That friendship has been damaged. It's up to your future fiance to decide how she wants to deal with that. Go ahead. Plan something special. You'll just make it. You're going to make it special. It's her engagement. Surprise her with the timing of it, maybe, when she's least expecting it.
Right.
Like when she's hopping out of the shower.
No. Don't do that. Don't want to be naked proposing.
This isn't the end of the world, but.
It's not the end of the world. It is a disappointment. It's a big disappointment, but you still go through with it. You still tweak it a little bit, do something that the friend didn't know about, and make it special. And I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's
girls, quit doing that.
That's unfortunate.
Quit taking your bitter envy and this little rivalry you got going on, this frenemy thing. I'm so tired of it. Just let a girl have her moment. And now you know. Now you know who you can trust.
Maybe she's, I know, and what if it's like her best friend?
It probably is.
That's the thing. You just can't.
It's a rivalry thing.
You can be friends. Is that what it is? Or I think some people get so excited they just want to share. I mean, guys do this all the time with presents.
It's not a happy for you. I want to share thing. No.
It could be. You're my best friend.
I refuse to believe that.
That was an envy thing.
I have a secret and I need to share it with my best friend type.
When things accidentally slip out, there's a difference with then somebody getting there and telling you and texting you. That is completely different motivation.
My best girlfriend's boyfriend asked me to help pick out her Christmas present, and I was so flattered that he would come to me
and
so excited. And I absolutely 100% kept it a secret and even asked him after the fact, like, can her and I talk about, he told her. That I helped, but it was like so cool, and it's so hard because you want to be like, because she was like, do you know what he's getting me? And of course it's like, well, maybe, but you just do your thing.
I started small with Kinsey's, my wife's best friend, with asking her things. Like I would just ask her certain things to see if she would tell Kinsey, because I know sometimes it does slip.
Yeah.
And now I know I could trust her with anything.
And that's good. You need to be able to trust your wife or girlfriend's best friend, because it's girls. We want our boyfriends to ask our best friends for help.
Right.
We do.
Doesn't hurt, but you know who you can and can't trust.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters to Kelly.
This one's interesting. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 24, and I don't think I've ever had a good intimate kiss. It's something that's really making me self-conscious, and I don't know how to fix it. They don't have kissing classes in school. I checked. I've had many first dates, but never a second. I just want to know if there's some kind of universal advice you can give me so that maybe someone will want to kiss me more than one time. You wouldn't think it's that difficult to do, but somehow I manage to screw it up every single time. Please help me, Kelly. Taryn.
I think it's just that your awkwardness and nervousness you're bringing to the situation is probably, you probably don't even realize you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Subconsciously, you're making it awkward. They do have classes for that, though. I've seen them on
kissing
television.
Kissing classes?
Intimacy classes where couples who are having issues can go to a coach. They will coach you
but
on
kissing,
anything.
But kissing.
And
oh,
more.
Okay.
And
oh,
more.
Oh,
maybe.
And for some people, it is just, you know, an awkward thing, and you're putting out, it's like, children and dogs can sense when you've got fear. They can smell fear on you. And the people you're kissing can, like, they can sense your uncomfortableness with it. So the only, you're 24, so I'm going to tell you this. Have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Because you're 24, I can tell you that. Hey, I had a therapist, and I'm not, and everybody laughs at me, but he prescribed to me two drinks. That's where Two Drink Kelly came from.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
beautiful
I want
thing.
You, he said, when you go to a party, I am prescribing for you two drinks. Because I was, people don't believe this.
Off.
I go to parties and I'm not good. I feel socially awkward. I don't know how to start conversations. People expect me to be Kelly Raspberry on the radio, like be out in the house. And I'm not. And so he said, I want you to have two drinks. It loosens you up. You're not as self-conscious and you'll have a good time. So I'm prescribing for you two drinks.
Okay. Two drinks.
Maximum. Don't go over two because then you're going to be sloppy.
What are the chances? Maybe halitosis is a factor.
It's not a
and the only thing that
it's
gets
you're awkward and it's making the situation awkward.
And that's bad because when you can't kiss, we don't want to kiss you. We might like you, but if you're over kissing, like, you know,
there's nothing worse than
that
suction cup mouth.
Yeah, or if you're like a very wet kisser.
Yeah, the moist kisser.
It's bad.
And you just get better by doing it.
It's practice. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You only get comfortable. I mean, coming out of college when people are drinking and kissing and then you get into real adult relationships, the only way you get more comfortable with intimacy and all the lights on, you know what I mean? And being comfortable with intimacy is by doing it.
Yeah. See, I'm still not to the lights on stage.
I wonder if she has like a best guy friend that would.
No,
practice.
That's weird.
You need that.
You're going to go up to a friend and say, I need practice kissing. Will you do it with me?
Like when you're in middle school or high school, you could do that.
That is weird.
Why can't you do that
that's
as a grown-up?
That's awkward.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, if this is honestly a problem.
Who are you going to be close enough that you weren't married that you could go to and say, I'm wondering if I'm a good kisser. Will you practice
you?
With me?
I'd ask you, Kelly.
You would not.
I would ask you if you would teach me.
Oh, my God. First of all, I'm a redhead, and we all know anything about that.
Drop the redhead.
Oh, my God.
If you
missed the opening break of the show, JC is horrified.
I am not horrified.
Because his wife, Kenzie, a lifelong blonde, the only color of hair that turns him on, is considering going red. And we all know how you feel about redheads, JC.
I love them. My grandma was a redhead. I keep telling you that. You don't believe me.
Oh,
but
yeah?
She was.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Jenna would help out.
I would help
super
a
super hot
I
chick,
would,
and she's not.
She's what?
Like a white, redhead, pale chick.
Yeah, why would you be interested in a white, redheaded, pale chick?
All right.
Where'd you get that stuff
that
from?
Audio archives of the evidence? The
that's
proof?
So anyway, Taryn, if you have a buddy, maybe you can, solicit his help.
That's ridiculous. And have a cocktail.
See if he'll help you learn how to kiss.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
There's always a buddy that'll help you.
Okay.
Kissing lessons.
And if you don't know, less is more. Let someone else lead the way you don't know what you're doing.
If I didn't have a girlfriend, I'd help her out myself. But I got a girlfriend. I can't do that.
I bet you, if you Googled
how to
kissing techniques, I bet you there's some videos
there
on there.
Oh, there
YouTube
are.
Has
so
plenty
do
of
some
those.
Research.
There's one. I made my own.
Whoa. Have an amaretto sour.
Is there a kissing school? Or do we need to start one?
Well,
I'm telling you, there are coaches for things like that.
The only two on the show, well, Jenna can't, she's got sort of boyfriend. Kelly's the only one that can actually maybe help somebody.
Yeah.
She's the only 100%
Kelly,
single person on the show.
You're our teacher.
I have been told. I'm just telling you what I've been told.
What have you been told?
I am an excellent kisser.
Wait a minute.
I've been told that.
I've been told that too.
Who told you that?
Many people have told me
I need a name.
People who have kissed me.
I need one name. I need
I'm
one
not
going to
start naming people, but I've been told I'm an excellent kisser.
I'd love to put it out there. I want to know what people think of me. I would love for exes to call in and, like, rate me.
I've been told I was a good kisser.
Rate her.
I've been told
scale.
That. Seriously.
I wonder what my... Yeah, I've had the same girl forever. So I'd have to go to high school when I was probably not a master
See, that's
at kissing
the other
yet.
Thing. You guys just know each other. Because I could think you might be a terrible kisser with our chemistry.
No way.
See, that
you
makes you like a person more. If they can really kiss.
Oh, I can, Al. I'm good.
They used to call me the chameleon of kissing because I just adapt.
I'm not too wet.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
There's been that argument that men and women cannot be platonic friends.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to think that they can. I don't think that if you have a guy friend and a girlfriend that they're going to eventually hook up. if they're attractive people.
Yeah, I mean, because we're constantly thinking about
they're attractive people.
I will say, I've always had a lot of guy friends. I'll just put it this way. I've always had a lot of platonic guy friends.
That you never hooked up with.
Right, but I've found that I kind of have eaten my words the older I've gotten, because the older you get, it's a lot more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
College was easy. Out of college is easy. But the older you get, guys start getting girlfriends. And most guys, I realize that even though my guy friends would probably, if I threw it out there, want to date.
Yeah.
It gets hard.
Okay. Because I was talking to my buddy, and he's in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the new year, and people start going to the gym. And so right now, gyms are really packed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he actually breezed by this so quickly that I was like, wait, go back on that real quick. Because he said he and his girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, they're probably going to get married.
Yeah.
We're in a huge fight. He goes, and I was like, whoa, why are you guys fighting? And he goes, well, I was at the gym and I saw this girl that I used to work with, you know, and I saw her at the gym and you said hello.
Right.
And then she kept on working out. And then I went to the gym the next day and she was there again. And then this went on for about a week. And I guess the girl finally came up, and since she's new at the gym and is trying to get around and figuring out the whole working out thing, and he's an in-shape guy, she asked him if they could become workout buddies.
Oh. Okay.
So he motivate each other.
Yeah.
He, check in to be accountable.
He didn't think anything of it, and he goes,
oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. Why not? I could train you, you know? I can go ahead and train you. We're just working. You go to the gym, you lift some weights, and then
I'll spot you,
and then you go home, do your thing. I don't know what you
tell me.
And then I'll go home to my girl.
Why can't he work out with his girlfriend again?
She's more into the yoga thing. She doesn't want to do weights,
I see
that stuff.
Okay.
And so he goes home, and he didn't think any of it because he's a dude, and he just said, yeah, I'm starting to work out with Susie.
Oh,
we'll call her Susie.
He told.
Yeah. So he said, I saw her, the girl work, and then homegirl was like, what?
She's right.
What do you mean you're working out with Susie now?
Don't overshare, fellas. Omission is not lying.
I'm not too jealous of a girlfriend, and I would not be okay.
You wouldn't
with that.
Be okay with that?
Absolutely not. It's just.
Working out is so intimate, man.
Yes.
Working out is intimate.
And now look, we have a common interest. We're getting our testosterone and our pheromones and hormone, everything's going, raging, and you start mistaking those with feelings of lust, or maybe they do become feelings of lust, and
And working out is such a turn on when people work out. I mean, I met the person I'm seeing at the gym.
Okay.
Yes.
So pheromones.
Look, and then when you're spotting somebody, you gotta hold certain body parts, or you gotta, say, push, and I'm telling you,
it's,
man,
a physical.
It's very physical,
activity.
Yeah. But if you notice, a lot of people that work out at the gym, like the guys that I work out with, I seriously only see them at the gym. And then I don't see them ever again. I don't hang out with them really on the weekends.
Because they don't have
boobs.
Because
they don't want to sleep with you.
They don't have boobs.
Yeah.
Working out, and then you're going to say, hey, let's grab a beer. You know, that was a good workout. Let's run over to happy hour. Dude, then it's going to be.
Because I think he was looking at it.
Your boyfriend's out of town? Okay.
No.
I'm just saying.
I think he's looking at it innocently to where it's a workout. But the more you think about it, the more your mind changes. Because I was like, when he told me, I said, oh, okay. So you guys are working out. What's the big deal? And then he goes, yeah, but flip it around. And let's say Kinsey went to the gym and she started working out with a dude.
That's right.
Would you be cool with it?
How would you feel about that?
And when he said that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I know how guys think.
Right.
So and out of respect, some girls might be okay with that, but out of respect, she's not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Got your Lululemons on.
I get it.
But now he's got to figure out a way how to break up with the workout buddy now.
Change gyms.
You can't.
Too awkward. No,
you can't,
it's hard.
Change gyms.
No,
that's his gym first.
How about change workout time?
I guess you could do that, but not everybody has the luxury of the different schedule.
You might
like
just
we
have
do.
To tell new workout girl, hey, look.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. She's not comfortable with
it. Yeah, my girl's not comfortable.
Would you understand that as a girl though, Jenna?
Oh, that's too much communication.
Too much?
Trust me. I mean, there's been cute guys at the gym, and I think if they don't talk to me or something, they probably have a girlfriend, and sure enough, you end up seeing them at some point. You know, the girl will come in on the weekend, the boyfriend.
No.
Yes, I would understand. I'd be a little, you know, my ego would probably be a little hurt. I'd be like, because you feel rejected.
Right.
But you got to understand, that makes him a good guy. It actually would make him more attractive.
What if? He tells the girl at the gym, okay, look, my girl's got a little problem with this. So what if we don't work out together, but what if I do some bench presses, and then next time, then you do some bench press.
No, that's then, not. Al, that's, come on.
I do a couple of curls. Uh-huh. You do a couple of curls.
Why does she want this guy in particular? Yep. He's not a trainer, right?
No, he's not a trainer. He's in shape.
He's knowledgeable.
And he's knowledgeable, and he's somebody that she knows already. So it's not that awkwardness of having to pay for a trainer, because trainers are expensive.
Yeah,
they are.
That's true.
And she doesn't really have any friends at that gym except for him.
But I don't have a workout partner. You know what I mean?
But you've been an athlete your whole life.
Then I think I would have no problem if my boyfriend that was working out wrote up a workout plan for this girl and said, you know, I can't be your workout partner because it's inappropriate.
Right.
I'm in a relationship. You know, I don't want him spending an hour or two every day at the gym with another girl. But if he wrote her up like a diet and workout plan because she didn't want to spend the money on a trainer, I would be okay with that. I think that's a good compromise.
The There's your compromise hit. Right there.
The girl is hitting
right?
on the dude.
Or change, I mean, Kelly, you're the love expert. The I'm just weighing in on the fitness
no,
side
No, they
of
absolutely cannot work out together. The that girl, is a relation that is opening the door to too
it
much
is.
Temptation.
It's just like when you go to lunch every day with a male coworker and you're married and he's single or something like
yeah.
that. It's
yeah.
just you're just kind of fueling fire that you don't need to.
She's straight up hitting on him. She's hitting on
she's
him.
Not hitting she on
him.
She's asking
cool.
for help.
She's hitting
see.
On him, man. She's
really.
I've used this move. Me as a single girl I've used this move multiple times at the gym by asking a guy, even if I know what I should be doing, like asking him.
But
not
on a guy with a girlfriend, you wouldn't do this
to. Yeah, you will.
What?
She's throwing the carrot out there to see if he's gonna nibble on it.
Nibbling carrots.
She's nibbling. He's nibbling right now.
Haley, do you think this could potentially work?
No.
Oh. So matter of fact,
I totally agree with Al and Jenna and Kelly.
Yeah.
You have a story?
That is a bad situation to put yourself in.
What happened to you? Personal experience?
Oh, yeah. My husband was actually working out with one of my friends.
Oh.
Well, I thought she was my friend. And they ended up having an affair. So.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
Starts off innocent. Everybody, what? We're just friends.
Yeah, it's
too much temptation.
Oh, we're just friends. We just work out together because she likes to be at the gym, blah, blah, blah.
And then you caught them. All right, maybe he should not be working out.
It's scientifically proven, too, that people that are fitter and work out more have a higher drive.
Yeah.
You know, a higher intimate drive. Yes, they do.
Five.
I was trying to leave that word out. Yeah, they have a higher drive just because of the fitness makes you more. And it just, I don't know, it just breeds attraction. It
That's
really
weird.
Does.
That's why I proudly don't work out.
Haley, thank you so much for sharing your story.
No problem.
Because you don't want to.
Yeah. Al's lazy.
Done, he's tired.
See, Brandon thinks you can have a platonic workout friend.
Of course, he's a dude.
Right, Brandon?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Yeah, it's going great.
What up, man?
How's your platonic workout buddy thing going?
Well, actually, I have two of them, and they're actually going to be in my groom's party, my wedding in July.
Let me guess, they're in your CrossFit class.
No, actually, I met one I was working with a long time, about 5 years ago. I was working at a place with her.
Yeah.
We just became friends. And then after that, one of her friends came down from Wisconsin area, Washington. And we actually started hanging out, then we all became just really close friends, and we've gone on vacations together.
So you became friends outside the gym. Any chance in your head that you would ever think of those girls in that way?
In the gym?
Yeah, that the girls that you work out with. Any chance that you would ever cheat on a girlfriend with them?
Think about.
Wonder.
Honestly.
Curious.
Oh,
see, there you go. There you go.
Well,
you don't say anything
well,
else, Doc.
Yeah.
No, actually, you've been with them, around them for so long, I do believe you know too much information about them.
Oh, there you go.
And then,
TMI.
And that just kind of like cuts off that wave of just like, maybe.
Attraction.
You didn't answer the question, though. Would you think about them in that one of them, in the hot one? Let's just say the hot one.
No, they're both hot. I'm not even going to lie. I mean, they're both attractive girls.
Okay, yeah. so, not saying you would act on it, but would you think about it?
Curiosity, I guess.
In the beginning, I did.
And then it goes away because it becomes the norm.
Well, the real question
Thanks, Brandon.
I was going to say his wife, obviously, his soon-to-be wife's fine with it.
My fiance is fine with it. Yeah, they actually, because I was friends with them before I met her. And then when we go out, they'll go with us. My daughter is actually close friends with one of the other girls' daughters.
See, it can be done. It can be. It has happened. Thanks, Brandon.
Why set yourself up?
I know.
Anything
potential.
I don't think I would.
And did you hear what he's saying? They were friends before.
Yeah. Don, did this happen to you?
Yeah, something really, really similar. Been together for 20 years, married for 17. Had a great relationship. Everyone that knew us was like, that's the couple that'll be together forever. We didn't fight. I mean, you know, we weren't perfect, but we didn't fight. It was great. And all of a sudden, he started developing a relationship with a chick at the gym. And next thing I know, I'm out, she's in. And, you know, it was crazy. I never would have thought it. And, I mean, it happened to me.
Wow.
I just don't think that it's appropriate for a man to be, you know, in those type of intimate positions.
With another woman.
With another woman. And it's not that they were working out together, quote unquote. She actually works at the gym.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, she was hanging around his, you know, Stairmaster and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so it happens. And I would warn anybody, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. Don't do it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They call it a Stairmaster.
It's a sketchy thing.
I mean, I see it. I go to the same gym for years now all the time. I love it. But
yeah.
I see it happen.
You see it
happen. Trainers
have
affairs with their clients.
Yeah.
It's just something about
But that's a teacher-student
thing. But no, it's also about you're being physical.
It's intimate,
and it does do
it's
something
intimate.
Chemically. There's a chemistry to it.
Yeah.
And
100%.
Yeah, it is a fair amount. But it's that intimacy. I mean, you're spending an hour one-on-one with that person.
Some of those stretches? When they're stretching you out, when it's over, it's like, ooh.
If you're having a bad workout day, you'll probably say, oh, because my boyfriend or my girlfriend, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. And then they're
don't
learning secrets about
intimate.
You. Boom. Before you know it,
yep.
bam.
Misty, you ended up meeting a dude that you became workout buddies with?
Yes.
And how'd that turn out for you?
Well, we worked together. Well, actually, he was kind of my instructor in a military course.
Uh-huh.
And, he said that he could help me, you know, get better at my PT run and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. So you became workout buddies, and then what?
So, yeah, I met with him during the summer. I thought there was going to be more people, but there really wasn't.
Yeah.
And we started running together, and after a few days, I just felt this, like there was an attraction between us, and... Mm-hmm. And then one thing led to another, and he's married, and we had an affair, and then I just stopped it. I stopped working out with him and ended that.
Wow.
It's going to happen. I mean, there's just, you just start being attracted to each other, and, you know, I was single. I wasn't committed to anyone.
Yeah.
But it's not right.
No.
Either way.
But you know,
his wife doesn't know.
It's an intimate thing, so it should be a lesson for couples. It would be very healthy for them to work out and be physical together because it does.
Mm-hmm. No, I see a lot of couples at the gym that work out together.
Because it does produce some, like she said, there's just something about it that makes you more connected and makes you more intimate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It could be a relationship saver for a lot of people.
Wow, thanks for sharing, Misty. I'm sorry that happened to you.
We go to the gym to get away from y'all.
That's why you play golf, I heard.
That. Yeah, that's what golf is for.
Yeah, golf,
I don't play golf. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell my buddy not to do that.
That's not a good idea.
No, not a good idea.
Wow.
I mean, really, is it worth it? Is it that worth
not
it?
Not in the end when you have
your
so many ladies calling in and saying that that happened. There you have it.
All the time.
Hopefully he's listening.
Because you don't want to tell him? Hopefully he heard
no,
you.
I'll tell him.
Now you fulfilled your obligation.
I mean, I told him I was...
You didn't hit a bit, dude. I gave you advice.
I mean, I was on the radio telling you not to do it.
The radio. Listen to the K-Pod, dude.
I had girls telling you not to do it, too.
Just send him the link.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So this past, Friday, I guess it was, this hacking tool is called iDict. It started making its way around the internet. And this site called Gizmodo reported that iDict exploited a hole in Apple's security system.
Okay.
That's supposed to kick users off after too many login attempts, which sent up my red flag. I've been having so many issues whenever I try to log on to buy something for my daughter, some app or something. It asks for my password multiple times, and then it makes me change it. I've been asked to change my Apple password a lot recently.
Me too.
So this sent a red flag off for me. I'm like, I'm wondering if I'm vulnerable. Well, here's the thing. If your password matches, a hacker can get into your account.
Mm-hmm.
If your password isn't a dictionary word on the list, they say, though, you also have to be worried. They said there are a list of passwords that people think that are they're so clever because they change a symbol or they change a letter or something, and it makes them, nobody will be able to figure out this password. They say what you really need to do is pick words that don't go together, that are very complicated.
Football bat.
So complex.
So a Big Al Mac
football
sentence.
Bat, no. When people talk about things that don't go together, football bat would be one of them.
Yeah.
That is an example that's used a lot. So you wouldn't use that.
Oh. Okay.
You need to pick words that really don't go together, that nobody would ever think of, that are so complicated. Numbers and letters, words that don't even, they don't even spell.
That aren't words.
That aren't words, right?
Here's their forehead list. Sewer.
Here's a list of some of the more vulnerable passwords and see if you're on this. You're being so smart.
I will be honest.
I can't even remember half of mine.
But I'll tell you, my passwords, if you want to hack me, are so easy.
Now, a lot of times when people first started needing passwords, one of the most common words was password.
Password.
Yeah.
So people are like, well, I still need that. So they decided to change like maybe the A to that at symbol or the O to a zero. So you've got password spelled with the at symbol. And they said, that's dumb. Don't do that.
Yeah.
The password in any form.
Don't do that.
Any misspelling using characters, get rid of that as your password.
Okay.
Princess 1 is very popular. I love you 1, the number 1. Password instead of S's using 5s. Like I said, with those spellings.
Yeah.
Apparently, the number 1 is really popular at the end. Sunshine 1. Blessed 1. Password 2. SpongeBob 1. Computer 1. Metallica 1. These are the most popular passwords. You think you're being so clever.
Metallica
probably people have used Metallica, for example. Then a lot of sites will say, well, you need to add one
and a digit. So people just add the number 1.
1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and a capital letter. So they just capitalize it, put the number 1 at the end, done.
Yeah.
Now, you might not suspect your grandmother of using Metallica 1, but apparently this is a very vulnerable and easy to figure out password. Whatever 1. Gangsta 1.
Oh, that's one of mine. Gangsta 1.
How is that so popular? That's hilarious.
Oh, Jenna seemed to perk up on that one, didn't she?
Yeah.
What?
Tiger 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Yankees 1. Pickle 1. Password 1! Exclamation point.
Oh, trickster.
Some will make you have a symbol,
Yep.
Here's a very popular one, all you little teenage girls, or you better ask your daughters. Taylor 13.
Oh.
Because Taylor Swift's lucky number, 13. Jesus first. That's a very popular one. Mm-hmm. Hackers don't care if you love Jesus and put him first. They're going to get your information.
All right. Yeah.
And Big Daddy 1.
Oh!
Big Daddy?
J-Lo.
Big Daddy?
So lose the number 1 seems to be the big hint right there, and come up with words that don't go together.
Okay.
From having to change my passwords so much on different things, and usually on a lot of the sites I'm on, you can't reuse a password that you've used before.
I hate that.
You can do a variation
within
of it,
a year.
But you can't reuse it. Yeah.
Like within a year or something.
So mine has turned into like 19 characters on the ones that don't have a limit.
You
and
add
it's
on
so
to it?
So long because I do a sentence, like a full sentence.
Wow.
Like I'll capitalize, like for a while it was like, capital I love all run on, I love Maximus, and then like the year I was born,
right,
which is my dog. So I do a sentence.
What year were you born again, Jeanette?
So it's like, it was like my password forever years ago was I love Maximus 84 period.
Okay.
With a capital I.
Period.
So it was a full sentence.
And with punctuation.
With punctuation, because you need that in there. So if you can do a sentence, I would recommend doing that, like a sentence you would never forget. Instead of words or names and things like that.
We had a staff member who actually had a pretty smart idea. And he told us his password. He says, "Can't remember my password," and take the first letter out of every word.
Can't remember my password.
So CRMPW.
Okay. So I guess you could do that if you were doing a sentence like Jenna said.
Right.
It's a sentence you can remember. Just take the first letter of each.
How about
word
just like I don't know it? Like you're screaming when you're on.
I don't know it.
When you're on the phone with an airline, it's like I don't know it.
Well, if it's stuff that doesn't go together, I'm gonna change all mine to big booty white girl. There's not a lot of big booty white girls out there. That doesn't go together.
My password. I don't do this anymore, but it used to be my MySpace. I started when I got MySpace. My password was MySpace. For my email, my password was email.
It is a great way. It's true. I did that for a while. It'd be like Yahoo, period, and then the same password. And then Gmail, period, and then the same password.
Yeah. My bank one was bank stuff.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.